Wishing you a beautiful Thursday, and I hope your week is going very well for you so far, and you've been able to create a moment even of calm within yourself and within your life over these past number of days. So when we think about calmness, I'd love to know what comes to mind. When I think about calm, I get this really lovely sensation nearly through my body where it's just everything is okay and it feels good and it feels like things are flowing. And I thought about this question yesterday and I thought, how often do we feel calm? And it's probably something very hard to quantify. But if I said to you, how often do you feel stressed? You'd probably be able to answer that question very quickly and even might be able to know how often in the past few days you have felt stressed. It's like as well when I would say to somebody, you know, tell me really positive things about yourself. They have to sit and really, really think about that. And yet if I asked them to tell me negative things about themselves, they would give me a list probably as long as their arm. So as human beings, we are hardwired to sit in states of anxiety sometimes and fight or flight, you know, and this goes back, and we all know this, back to nearly caveman times when we were really in a survival mode. But a lot of us actually can be in survival mode when we're going through our day-to-day life. You may have had, you know, a difficult upbringing that may leave you in a space of feeling like you're just in fight or flight mode all of the time. You also might be just really busy in getting through the day. And of course, we have so much going on externally in the world at the moment that no matter how calm we are, is going to affect us on some level. So that can be also just a sense of, oh, let's just get through this. You know, we're hearing that expression a lot at the moment. We're all in this together, which we are. But that is something to say, like, we'll get through this, we'll survive this, and we'll move forward to better times. And of course, we will. But what that is doing is it's keeping us in a state to just get through it, get on with it. And I understand that, and it's definitely something we have to do. But that creates a level of anxiety inside us. So one part of your bundle is your soul journal, which I think would be very helpful every month for you to sit down and make space to actually do that. And I talk about that when you open the journal, about how to have a ritual around it and take the time to do it. But I do feel it's very important this month in particular, because in the journal, there are lots of questions like what I've just asked you there about when you feel calm, when you don't feel calm, what makes you feel calm, what doesn't make you feel calm. So I'd love you by the end of this month to be able to sit and say, yeah, do you know what? I know when I'm calm. I know how to bring myself into a calm place. So one thing that I would do myself, and this is what works for me, and it won't work for everybody because we're all different people. My thing is that when I feel like that, I go into our spare room that I have, and I have a little kind of altar space set up there with all my beautiful candles and essential oils. I put on some lovely music or songs that I really like that are calming, and I just sit and I breathe. And it's only really over the last year where I would have created proper space for myself. And I would have struggled to do that before for different reasons, very busy life, all of those things. But I found this kind of sanctuary for myself. I created a sanctuary for myself. So perhaps you could do something similar. Maybe there's a place in your home that you really enjoy to sit in quietness. Maybe there's a place in nature, you know, outside your house, your garden, a park, somewhere like that. Maybe there's a sanctuary you can go to in your mind and you create that space. You know, in Tuesday's class, when we were in the doing the new moon meditation class, I brought people to a really beautiful space. And for anybody who missed the class, you text me and I'll send you on the audio replay, and you can do that meditation yourself. Or if you were there and you want to get a copy of it and to do it again, do get in touch. But this is the power of the mind. So when we talk about creating calm and creating space, and creating that within us, that's where it begins, how we see within the mind and visualize and how we feel. So what I would love as well by the end of the month is that you can look back at these past few weeks and say, yeah, I felt calm at this moment. I created calm for myself. And I think, you know, even today I was getting texts from just people that I would know, different people, and just saying, oh, you know, how are you finding lockdown? How are you finding this? How are you finding that? It was interesting because I got a lot of texts like that today And I was thinking, this is interesting. And people saying the same thing, it's very difficult, it's very hard. And understandably, you know, and we're all going through that, as we said earlier on, but it is so important within this time to really find these calming spaces outside of ourselves so that we can come into a calming space within ourselves. And that's what I hope to help you with over the course of this month. So look at that calming sanctuary or that calming space, either something tangible or physical within your home or outside or somewhere where you can go in your mind. But the most important thing with this is you actually implement it. So you say to yourself, right, I'm going to create that space. I mean, for years I've talked about in our spare room, creating a space in the house for myself, for my cards, for my, you know, my beautiful ornaments that I have, you know, that I've collected over the years, on my gorgeous essential oils and candles and everything like that. And I never did it. And last summer I decided, no, this has got to be the time. And it was the best thing I ever did because it, for me, that's what was good. So you could do something similar or something that makes you feel good. But I will, I suppose this is where you've got to be accountable. I ask you now to really, really do this. Okay, so today is Thursday. Commit to yourself by Sunday evening, you are going to have created the space. You're going to have found that place that you can be that brings you to a place of calm. So the other thing just to say to you as well is there has been loads of new members joining over the past couple of weeks, which has been wonderful, and welcome to you all. But part of it's time for me, you can avail of a self-care partner. So that's where you might want to link up with another member and just keep each other accountable, but also just have somebody of like mind who's going through the same thing, discuss maybe what comes up for you, have that support and to support one another. So if it's something you're interested in, you can let me know and I'll send you the form, because I try to match people together that I feel, you know, are similar and would have like the similar interests. For those of you who already have partners, I would love to hear how you're getting on. I know we introduced this back last August, so it's been a long time now, to let me know how you're getting on, or if anybody maybe hasn't been engaging with their partner, maybe you touch base with them again, or anybody maybe he just hasn't gelled with their partner, that's no problem either, you know, we can swap around as well. So just to say that, you can get in touch with me about that, and other than that, have a beautiful day and I look forward to connecting with you.